Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. I lie. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
Get a heating and AC unit for up to $5,500 off through the end of the new year. Only at A Number One Air. Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New heat.
New hat. Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
You jackwagon!
Again, that's 1-800-NEW-HEAT.
Commander Murdock?
What is it, Lieutenant?
Sir, the Mayflower's in trouble. She's coming in hotter than a firecracker, sir. Their computer's down, they've lost their crew, and they're flying on manual control, sir.
We better get to the tower, Lieutenant.
We have no tower, sir.
No tower?
Just a bridge, sir.
Why the hell aren't I notified about these things?
Lieutenant,
how would you handle this?
We could try ignoring it, sir.
I see. Pretend nothing has happened and hope everything turns out all right in the morning.
Just a thought, sir.
I've considered that.
Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? Energy is becoming more and more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world. I'd like to direct you to a new client we have on the station named Choose Energy. Choose Energy is an absolutely fantastic way of getting your energy in this world. Choose Energy allows you to choose the company you want. Choose the company you want to deliver your energy. Choose Energy gives you fantastic choices in the energy area. And it's up to you to simply look at the choices and determine which one is best for you. Choose Energy, we'll hear a lot more about in the coming days on our station. Choose Energy as a way to save you money. Choose Energy is the way of the future, enabling you to choose the energy source you want, the one that works best for you, the one that saves you the most energy money. Choose Energy.
Mike Soroy here, Mr. Athletic Build, and I got to tell you, dang it, I never listen to Dan and Jake and the rest of the Super Bad crew on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Take care, everybody.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone. Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
In an abortion.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
I have to vote for the chickens.
Blake Jones. Ooh, Blake Jones.
We're back to Pittsburgh.
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Everybody! Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Hang Zone,
yeah.
Jake. It's show 238.
Well, what's happening? What's happening?
What?
What? What the hell is going on?
Does it sound terrible? Should I stop talking? To us, Blake is looking at me as if...
What does it sound like?
Well, it sounds like you're on a mic, and it sounds like Dan is on your mic from 10 feet away.
That's weird.
So maybe Blake, how much do the hostages want? Maybe Blake could kind of handle the open here. Give old Blake a call. Kim Spin.
Calls.
Well, Mike Saroy is here.
Hello.
There it is. You got a Kim Spin.
Let's have Dan keep trying. It's sounding better, I think.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know. Just listen.
Want to trade headsets? See if it works?
That's hot.
Things went so well during Blake's Bands of Your Life this morning. We thought we would just run that setup back.
What about that third headset? That's not a cup. Are you going to plug mine into your hole?
Whoa. He's still doing it.
Yeah.
He does it all the time in life, I bet.
What? Plugging in holes?
As Dan McDowell tries to figure out
talking
how to get
like
his,
that.
His microphone and headset plugged in. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with Jay Kemp, Mike Saroy, Julie Dobbs, David Mino, and eventually Dan McDowell and Blake Jones. Okay, Mino, do you have that audio ready?
Yeah, in a second.
Okay, you let me know when you have that, because as strange as Dan and Blake sound right now, and Mikey's going to stick around a little bit here and at least try to
think
someone on the
road. I got nowhere to go.
You'd just be listening to this train wreck.
Oh, I'd be loving it, though.
Why not hop into one of the cars?
Okay, so you can hear me?
So I think this is ready for air. I am now having the moment of thinking to myself, I may have sworn during this cut of audio and not edited that part out. So let's see. This morning I was trying to have a show call with my showmates. It was, 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. Blake was already over at Dan's house because he attempted to do Bands of Your Life with the Musers. Now that was a train wreck. Very similar to this. And I called them and I thought they were doing a bit, because something was happening with their voices on the phone call, and I think it was related to possibly Dan's house not having good cell coverage. But dump this if we need to, Mike, but I laughed so hard listening to this morning, and I think you'll quickly discover why.
Okay, hold on. All right, you got...
Keep talking.
What do you want me to say? So apparently you think we sound funny. Dude. You are not robot.
See, dude, Blake, do like a harder, faster, stronger. Like, give me some Daft Punk.
Harder, faster, stronger.
Yo.
Kristen, come here.
Okay, so at that point, I went to try to find the wife and her friend whose house we're staying at.
Dude, you guys need to put that setting on right now.
I told them as soon as they figured it out, I'm like, look, whatever amount of cash you need for me to get 3 hours of the two of you sounding like this, we are not robots.
You hear me? What do you want me to say?
Play the whole thing
is
again.
Is that Dan at first and then Blake, or is it all Blake?
I think it's Dan at first and then Blake does We Are Not Robots, because I was scrambling to get to my computer to try to turn on the voice memo recorder thing while throwing the phone on speaker. So play it one more time.
Okay. Hold on. All right, you guys. Keep talking.
What do you want me to say? So apparently you think we sound funny. We are not robots.
Dude, Blake, do like a harder, faster, stronger. Like, give me some Daft Punk.
Harder, faster, stronger.
Yo. Okay.
The best is yo. Anytime anyone says, honey, get in here.
Why is that happening?
I have no idea, but as you can hear in there, kind of behind my cackling, Dan tried to blame the big phone, but I don't think that was the issue. So apparently you think we sound funny.
So apparently you think we sound funny.
Apparently.
with this world right now?
I was crying laughing at that this morning.
It is very much I'm not a cat.
It is radio. I am not a cat. I can assure you I am not a cat.
You guys read me? Apparently you think we sound funny.
Hello?
Oh!
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The ticket's Dan McDowell.
Dan McDowell.
Are you laughing at me or are you laughing with me?
Well, now we can laugh with you. That's Robot Dan from this morning, Dan.
We got all... it's a mess. Our pets are falling off.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. Gosh.
Harder, faster, stronger.
Well, you sound good now, Dan. What do we do?
Yeah, you sound great.
What kind of moves are we making over there?
We're just watching Dodge plummet and...
Doge. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Doge. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking about buying some crypto NBA cards.
Okay. I think, Jake, we're going to talk about that later, right? Dude?
We are.
2 days in a row, I have dreams about it.
How was your pack?
Unopened still.
Oh, that's right. You're playing that route.
Maybe.
Which is interesting. So maybe we'll talk crypto NBA cards at 2:15 because last night you had Mike Soroy, Cash Soroy, myself, Justin Montemayor, and a couple of our other buddies, one who used to work at the ticket, Chris Spinks, sitting around computers like five-year-olds trying to win the lottery for a pack of digital trading cards.
Stressed and yelling at the computer.
And I think I retired last night because I was mad that everything always comes up, Mike.
Yeah.
And I think I was
not
the only person,
buddy,
on our thread who did. Yeah, I guess there's...
May I interject something here?
Occasional relationship might go sideways on you, but other than that, yeah.
May I say something here?
Yes.
You think I'm able to be heard, funny. Blake? Am I on an incredible... delay?
You are on a very serious delay, the likes of which we predicted, because whenever we heard Blake taking a blowtorch to boomers everywhere this morning on Bands of Your Life, we heard it mostly on the phone because he was a solid 15 seconds behind the musers. And now I can hear you hearing me like we're in the Grand Canyon 10 seconds later.
I'll sing during the delay.
Oh my god, okay. Hold on, Jake, you say something, and then Dan, you say it. You repeat what he says right at... Let's check how long this delay is. Jake, anything.
Dan.
That's what you chose to say? One word, one syllable?
It doesn't matter what he...
It kind of doesn't matter.
Said.
Actually, the delay's not too bad, then. I think we're good.
Yep.
No, Dan is in Afghanistan.
Humming along. Yeah, giving us a report as Gaddafi is being taken down on a Libyan front.
Dude.
Well, according to Jake, I'm in Highland Park West. I don't think so. I got to leave here.
You want to come over here?
Well, yeah, way to invite me now.
Just come to the station.
Buddy, there's no need for you to lash out at me over this right now. We predicted this. That's why Mike is still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would a liner cheer you guys up or anything?
No, we're good. we're totally good.
You know what the best part of all of this is for me?
What?
I think that I am out of the woods when it comes to my alleged Friday e-break for this week.
You're clear.
We're going to have so many good candidates.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't even an e-break.
Well, yeah, it was.
No.
You actually spelt a very, very dirty word out loud. Go ahead, Dan.
Or did I do it any seconds later?
You could probably get here in 30 minutes.
And now...
Jeez.
This is the worst ever.
This is radio.
You guys think I sound funny?
So apparently you think we sound funny.
At least we have that.
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll see if we can figure something out with Dan and Blake. And if not, you're going to get the Julie Dobbs Show featuring Jake Kemp and Mike Soroy here on the ticket.
It's Ace Hardy.